From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Despite a number of supporters standing up in court saying they would cover bail for Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder is in jail in Britain. As Larry Miller reports from London, the judge suspects Assange might otherwise try to run.
The judge in London's magistrate court denied Assange bail, saying there was a risk he wouldn't appear at future hearings. Assange told the court he'll fight a return to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on allegations of sexual misconduct. Assange claims he had consensual relations with two women who've made the allegations, but the court heard that he allegedly forced himself on them against their will. WikiLeaks says regardless of what happens to Assange, it'll continue to release secret U.S. files. Meanwhile, the financial screws were tightened further. Visa and MasterCard have joined PayPal in blocking donations to WikiLeaks. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
WikiLeaks says even though its founder is under arrest, it has no intention just yet to release an encryption code that would allow access to some of the group's most crucial documents. A spokesman says the code is insurance to be used only if, quote, grave matters involve WikiLeaks staff. He didn't elaborate. The group is under fire for releasing mounds of secret documents without U.S. authorization. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is back in Afghanistan for meetings expected to focus on the U.S. role in Afghanistan and troop withdrawal starting next year. While traveling in eastern Afghanistan today, Gates warned against using a one-strategy-fits-all approach.
You shouldn't generalize about Afghanistan. You shouldn't even generalize from regional command to regional command or province to province. You really have to take it a district at a time and maybe even more local areas than that. And diversify your strategy depending on the local conditions in terms of whether presence contributes to security or detracts from security.
A review of U.S. military policy in Afghanistan is expected to be completed next week. British troops may start leaving Afghanistan next year. That's a word today from Prime Minister David Cameron, who is also on a previously unannounced visit to Afghanistan. Today in Kabul, Cameron also pressed for a thorough investigation into Sunday's death of a British soldier who may have been killed by supporting fire from U.S. aircraft. The latest round of talks in Geneva between Iran and six major world powers is over, apparently without any clear progress, except for one thing, to keep talking. All parties have agreed to meet again early next year in Turkey. The U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany want Iran to halt its uranium enrichment over concerns the Islamic Republic is developing nuclear weapons. Tehran has long cited a sovereign right to its nuclear program, saying it only wishes to generate energy. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 50 points at 11,412. NASDAQ is also up. This is NPR. Investigative hearings into the BP Gulf oil spill are underway in Houston. NPR's Jeff Brady says this is the sixth public hearing into the Deepwater Horizon incident, jointly conducted by the U.S. Coast Guard and the Department of the Interior.
The administration curtailed those plans in light of the Deepwater Horizon accident and subsequent spill. An announcement last week was a surprise to an oil industry accustomed to a cozier working relationship with regulators. During a conference call Monday, American Petroleum Institute President Jack Girard said decisions about where to drill off U.S. coast should not be made by, in his words, unelected bureaucrats.
These decisions should be left to the Congress of the United States, where the elected individuals who represent the people are accountable to the will of the people.
Environmental groups praised the administration's decision last week, saying the BP spill proved more needs to be done to make sure offshore drilling is safe. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A British tourist claiming his newlywed wife died in a carjacking last month in South Africa is now implicated in the murder. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
British businessman Shriyan Dewani said he and his wife had been carjacked in a slum outside Cape Town on their honeymoon. He claimed armed gunmen pulled him from a taxi and drove off with his wife Annie. The next morning, the woman was found dead from a gunshot wound. But today in court, the taxi driver said he'd arranged the killing after Shriyan Dewani offered him about $7,000. Dewani, who has not been charged, has denied any role in his wife's murder. He says the taxi driver is lying to get a shorter sentence. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.